Good afternoon. This is Akashvani and I am Valsa Williams with the Midday News. The headlines. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says combination of Japanese technology and Indian talent can lead tech revolution of the century. Asserts India took bold and ambitious initiatives in AI, semiconductors, quantum computing and space. Bihar State Cabinet approves a new scheme to provide financial assistance to one woman in every family to start an occupation of her choice. National Sports Day marking birth anniversary of hockey legend Major Dhyanchand being celebrated today. In Uttarakhand, cloudburst in Rudraprayag and Chamoli causes widespread damage. In Jammu and Kashmir, rail traffic remains paralyzed. For fourth consecutive day, 40 trains cancelled today. And in badminton, PV Sindhu in women's singles and men's doubles pair of Satvik Sairaj Chirag Shetty to play quarterfinals of BWF World Championships in Paris today. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has said the combination of Japanese technology and Indian talent can lead to the tech revolution of this century. Addressing the India-Japan Economic Forum in Tokyo, Prime Minister Modi said Japan is a technology powerhouse and India is a talent powerhouse. He said Japan has always been an important partner in India's development journey. From metros to manufacturing, from semiconductors to startups, this partnership symbolizes mutual trust in every sector.
जापान टेक पावर हाउस है और भारत एक टैलेंट पावर हाउस है. भारत ने एआई, सेमीकंडक्टर, क्वांटम कंप्यूटिंग, बायोटेक और स्पेस में बोल्ड और एम्बिशियस इनिशिएटिव लिए हैं. जापान की टेक्नोलॉजी और भारत का टैलेंट मिलकर इस सदी के टेक रिवॉल्यूशन का नेतृत्व कर सकते हैं.
The Prime Minister asserted that India has taken bold and ambitious initiatives in AI, semiconductors, quantum computing, biotechnology and space. The Prime Minister added that after the defence and space sectors, India is opening the nuclear energy sector for the private sector. The Prime Minister highlighted that today India has political and economic stability, transparency in policies and predictability. India is currently the fastest growing major economy in the world and is soon set to become the third largest economy globally.
आज भारत विश्व की सबसे तेज ग्रो करने वाली मेजर इकोनॉमी है और बहुत जल्द विश्व की तीसरी सबसे बड़ी इकोनॉमी बनने जा रहा है. वैश्विक ग्रोथ में भारत 18% योगदान दे रहा है. भारत की कैपिटल मार्केट्स में अच्छे रिटर्न्स मिल रहे हैं. एक मजबूत बैंकिंग सेक्टर भी है. करीब $700 billion के फॉरेक्स रिजर्व है.
Speaking on the occasion, Japanese Prime Minister Shigeru Ishiba said Japan's advanced technology and India's outstanding talent complement each other, leading to a dramatic expansion of our economic ties. He highlighted that many Japanese companies are playing a key role in Make in India. The Bihar government has approved the Mukhyamantri Mahila Rozgar Yojana. It was approved in a cabinet meeting chaired by Chief Minister Nitish Kumar today. Under this scheme, a woman from every family in the state will be provided financial assistance to start an occupation of her choice. As the first installment, each selected woman will receive 10,000 rupees to start her chosen employment activity. The process of receiving applications from interested women will begin soon. From next month itself, the transfer of funds into beneficiary women's bank accounts will begin. As part of the scheme, local markets or haat bazaars will be developed across villages and towns for the sale of products made by women. Bihar Chief Minister Nitish Kumar has strongly condemned the use of abusive language against Prime Minister Narendra Modi during Congress leader Rahul Gandhi Voter Adhikar Yatra at Darbhanga. In a social media post, Mr. Kumar said the use of derogatory language against the Prime Minister at the days of a Congress and RJD program is highly objectionable. He said the kind of indecent language used is extremely inappropriate and he condemns it. Meanwhile, the BJP has lodged complaints with the police at several places in Darbhanga and Patna regarding this matter. President Draupadi Murmu today presented Scope Eminence Awards 2022-23 to public sector enterprises in New Delhi. Addressing the gathering, President Murmu said public sector enterprises have been a powerful instrument of economic growth and social inclusion since independence.
स्वाधीनता के बाद से पब्लिक सेक्टर आर्थिक विकास और सामाजिक समावेश का एक शक्तिशाली माध्यम रहा है पब्लिक सेक्टर एंटरप्राइजेस ने उद्योगीकरण बुनियादी ढांचे के विकास सामाजिक उत्थान की आधारशिला तैयार की थी समय के साथ इन एंटरप्राइजेस का विकास हुआ इन सभी परिवर्तनों के बीच सार्वजनिक क्षेत्र के उद्यम अपने प्रदर्शन से आर्थिक तथा राष्ट्रीय लक्ष्यों को प्राप्त करने में महत्वपूर्ण भूमिका निभा रहे हैं
Union Minister of State for Finance Pankaj Chaudhary said public sector enterprises are making important contributions in nation building and also making a mark on the global stage. Chief Justice of India B.R. Gawai today administered the oath of office to two newly appointed judges of the Supreme Court. Justice Alok Aradhe and Justice Vipul Manubhai Pancholi took oath as apex court judges 2 days after the government cleared their appointments. The Supreme Court has now regained its full sanctioned strength of 34 judges, including the Chief Justice of India. This is Akashvani giving you the news. For quick news updates round the clock, follow us on our X handle at AIR News Alerts. And for details of stories and more, log on to our website www.newsonair.gov.in and download News on AIR app. Welcome back to the Midday News. Cloudbursts in Rudraprayag and Chamoli districts of Uttarakhand have caused severe damage. Relief and rescue operations are being carried out on a war footing in the affected areas. Our Dehradun correspondent reports, in the Dewal block of Chamoli district, a house was damaged, resulting in the death of two people. The bodies of both victims have been recovered. Rudraprayag District Magistrate Pratik Jain said there is a possibility that some individuals may be trapped under the debris.
के बसु केदार जो तहसील क्षेत्र है हमारा वहाँ पे कई सारी ग्राम पंचायतों में नुकसान हुआ है खास करके अगर हम देखें तो क्लाउड बर्स्ट हमारे को देखने को मिला ताल जमण ग्राम पंचायत है यहाँ पे एक तोक पे क्लाउड बर्स्ट हुआ एक और जगह पे जहाँ पे काफी क्षति हुई है वो छैनागाड़ क्षेत्र है एकदम से वहाँ पे लैंडस्लाइड आया और लैंडस्लाइड की वजह से चार पांच दुकानें और कुछ बिल्डिंग्स वहाँ पे जो थी वो मलबे में दब गई हैं वहाँ पे करीब 8 से 10 लोग वहाँ पे शायद रह रहे होंगे जिनके मलबे में दबने की संभावना है सारी टीम्स अलर्ट पे हैं
In Jammu and Kashmir, rail traffic in Jammu division remained completely suspended for the fourth consecutive day today and will continue to remain paralyzed as the Northern Railway authorities have announced cancellation of 40 scheduled trains to and from Jammu today. The strategic Jammu-Srinagar National Highway, NH44, also remains closed for vehicular traffic for the fourth consecutive day. More from our correspondent.
Jammu Railway Division, in collaboration with Railway Police and District Administration, ran two special trains and carry our 3,000 standard passengers to their destinations. Except these two special trains, there was no arrival as well as departure of any train at Jammu Railway Station. There is complete suspension of rail traffic on Kathua, Madhopur, Punjab, Don Line due to misalignment on bridge number 17 following flash floods. The only all-weather road linking Kashmir Valley with the rest of the country was blocked by multiple landslides at several places between Jakhani and Chenani in Udhampur district. Due to the closure of the national highway, our 600 vehicles are stranded at various places en route. The Kishtwar-Sinthan-Anantnag national highway has been thrown open for light motor vehicles today. Meanwhile, the Directorate of School Education Jammu has ordered the closure of all government and private schools across the Jammu division till August 30. The Met Department has forecast a brief spell of rain or thunder at a few places in J&K today. This is Gulshan Raina for Akashvani News. From Jammu.
Monsoon activity in Himachal Pradesh has severely affected normal life. Due to heavy rainfall and landslides, two national highways and 633 other roads remain blocked. The Met Department has issued a yellow alert for heavy rainfall in Kangra, Una, Sirmaur and Mandi districts, while light to moderate showers are likely in other parts of the state. Meanwhile, due to heavy rains in hilly areas, the water level has risen at the Tangri River in Ambala district of Haryana. The administration has been alerted. Haryana Transport Minister Anil Vij took stock of the affected areas near the river. He told media that the situation is being constantly monitored and the administration is fully prepared to deal with any emergency. Meanwhile, in Punjab, the floodwaters in broader districts of Gurdaspur, Fazilka and Pathankot have receded a bit, but Amritsar and Ferozpur districts are still facing the water fury. Lok Sabha Speaker Om Birla inaugurated the two-day national conference of the Scheduled Castes and Scheduled Tribes Parliamentary Committee at Bhubaneswar this morning. The conference is being attended by Deputy Chairperson of Rajya Sabha Harivansh, Union Ministers, Odisha Chief Minister, Chairman and members of the committee, among other dignitaries from across the country. Union Home Minister Amit Shah today inaugurated the newly constructed Brahmaputra wing of the Raj Bhavan in Guwahati, followed by inauguration of National Cyber Forensic Laboratory at Golaghat and foundation stone laying cum inauguration of various development projects for the armed forces. The Home Minister said the central government is prioritizing a forensic evidence-based approach in the criminal justice system in the country. In Bangladesh, protesting engineering students have said their ongoing complete shutdown at all public and private universities will continue until further announcement. The Engineers' Rights Movement president made the announcement at a press conference at the Institute of Engineers, Dhaka, yesterday. The protest follows Wednesday's clashes in Dhaka, where the law enforcers allegedly attacked protesters during the demonstrations. Today is National Sports Day, marking the birth anniversary of one of the greatest field hockey players, Major Dhyanchand. The day is celebrated to emphasize the importance of sports and physical activities and serves to honor Major Dhyanchand's legacy in Indian hockey. Prime Minister Narendra Modi has extended his greetings on the occasion, paying tributes to Indian hockey legend Major Dhyanchand. Mr. Modi said his legacy continues to inspire generations. Prime Minister Modi highlighted that the government remains committed to supporting athletes, building infrastructure and making India a global hub for sporting excellence. India has received its first Mondo track on the occasion of National Sports Day today. Union Youth Affairs and Sports Minister Mansukh Mandavia has said India has become the 25th nation to have a Mondo track. He said the new track will provide Indian athletes with world-class facilities.
Aaj Rashtriya Khel Din ke avsar par desh ko pehla Mondo track mila hai. Ye Mondo track duniya ke 24 country ke paas hai, 25th country hum bane hain. Jo hamare athlete, para athlete sabhi ko khelne ke liye best environment deta hai, best vyavastha uplabdh karata hai. Ye track aane wale dinon mein desh ke kai medal ke sakshi banenge.
India's badminton star PV Sindhu is all set to play her quarterfinal match at the BWF World Championships 2025. She will face Indonesia's Putri Kusuma Wardhani in a high-stakes clash at the Adidas Arena in Paris this evening. Earlier, PV Sindhu and mixed doubles duo Dhruv Kapila and Tanisha Krasto produced stunning wins in their round of 16 matches yesterday against higher-ranked opponents. Later tonight, Sattvik Sairaj Ranki Reddy Chirag Shetty will face second seeds Aaron Chia and So Wui Yik of Malaysia in the men's doubles quarterfinals. In the inaugural match of the Asia Cup Hockey Championship 2025, Malaysia's men's team put up a brilliant performance, defeating Bangladesh 4-1 this morning. Benchmark domestic equity indices Sensex and Nifty were trading nearly flat in afternoon trade today. The Sensex advanced 29 points to 80,109 and Nifty rose marginally by 7 points to 24,508 when reports last came in. And now before we end the bulletin, the headlines once again. Prime Minister Narendra Modi says combination of Japanese technology and Indian talent can lead tech revolution of the century. As such, India took bold and ambitious initiatives in AI, semiconductors, quantum computing and space. Bihar State Cabinet approves a new scheme to provide financial assistance to one woman in every family to start an occupation of her choice. National Sports Day marking birth anniversary of hockey legend Major Dhyanchand being celebrated today. In Uttarakhand, cloudburst in Rudraprayag and Chamoli causes widespread damage. In Jammu and Kashmir, rail traffic remains paralyzed for fourth consecutive day. 40 trains cancelled today. And with that, we end the midday news.